Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. These days, we're used to the instant gratification of planting blooming bedding plants for immediate color in our landscapes. But if you want spring flowering bulbs to brighten your gardens this spring, this simply will not work. You must plant the bulbs that will bloom next spring sometime this fall. October and November are excellent months to plant spring flowering bulbs in your landscape. If you check your local nurseries, you'll find they have a good selection of spring flowering bulbs available now, and you can make your selection and purchase your bulbs, although there's no real hurry to get them planted at this point. It's still not too late to order bulbs from mail order catalogs or websites, but you gotta hurry and do this right away. If the bulbs can come in by late November or early December, it's not too late to plant. Now, we divide spring flowering bulbs into two categories. Those that bloom once and then are finished, we pull those up after they finish blooming and throw them away because they will not repeat bloom well in our climate. And then there are the repeat flowering spring bulbs. These bulbs will live in our gardens for many years and come back and bloom year after year. The once blooming bulbs that will not rebloom and come back include tulips, mini daffodils, ranunculus, anemone, grape hyacinths, and crocus, to name a few. Now, some of the bulbs that reliably will repeat flower and come back and bloom for you year after year when you plant them include mini narcissus varieties, paper whites, Carlton, Ice Follies, Fortune, and Unsurpassable Daffodils, lovely bulbs called Snowflakes, Dutch Irises, Spring Starflower, and Spanish Bluebells. These will all come back and rebloom year after year if you plant them. If you didn't remember that, and you probably won't, just send me an email request for spring flowering bulb information, and I'll send it to you. You can find my email address by doing an internet search for Dan Gill, LSU Ag Center. The bulbs that we purchase to bloom in spring are relatively expensive for the color they provide. Most of them only bloom for a week or two. Cool season bedding plants like dianthus, pansies, violas, and snapdragons will give you more bang for the buck. So plant bulbs in small groups in strategic spots. You don't want to put big lavish displays. That'd be way too expensive. But clumps of bulbs strategically placed here and there in your landscape among your other plants can really do a lot to brighten up your landscape. Now, you want to plant bulbs in sunny, well-drained, well-prepared beds. This is especially important if you're planting the bulbs that will come back and bloom year after year. They need that sun. Now, their growth is in the wintertime, so make sure the location where you plant them is sunny during the winter months, and that can even be under a deciduous tree because they drop their leaves in the wintertime. Larger bulbs like tulips, daffodils, and snowflakes are planted about 5 inches deep. That means dig a hole down about 5 inches, put the bulb in the bottom of it, and then cover it up. You may also excavate out an area 5 inches deep, plant a bunch of bulbs in that spot, and then cover them up. Tulips and hyacinths need some special treatment. They should be pre-chilled in the vegetable bin of your refrigerator beginning in late November, and then they're planted in late December or early January. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.